Put it on the fridge.
You pussy magnet. I've actually had in my head now for days, pussy magnet. I was on the beach.
You're not the only one.
I was on the beach enjoying dolphins, and I had that in my head. Put it on the fridge. You pussy magnet.
Yeah, he is.
He is. All right, pussy magnets. If you're out there and you're in Columbus, Ohio.
Look, this is not a regular read the dates kind of week. I mean, this is this is out of control what's about to happen.
Right.
This is not, oh, I'm going to be here, I'm going to be here.
Well, do you want to do it then?
No, I'm saying, I'm just letting people know that you need to sit down as we tell you these dates. This is
They need to pull their jeans up. You guys have to pull your jeans up super high when you're listening to this. So high and so tight that you can barely sit.
This is out of control.
You can barely button your jeans when you hear this. You've got your European jeans on. Because September 27th, you know what day it is. That's Friday. That's this Friday. We're in Columbus, Ohio with none other than Tony Hinchcliffe, Brian Redban, Tom Sizzle Segura, and myself. It's a Death Squad.
All together.
It's a Death Squad super show. We're doing it.
That's out of this world.
It's going to be rad. And then
Sunday.
That's
Friday.
Friday is the 27th. And then the 29th, T-Nuts and I make our way to Birmingham.
Roll Tide.
Alabama. We're going to go do the Stardome there. That's T-Nuts and I alone. And then the 30th, we continue on to Zany's in Nashville, Tennessee.
That's right. Stevie won't be there. He's not going to be there.
Because he's incarcerated.
Well, you know how
that
it
was,
is.
That was in the last episode, if you guys don't have your Stevie update. October 1st, we roll into Atlanta, or Hotlanta, as the natives say, I think.
ATL, baby.
At the Punchline.
Yeah.
Very nice club. Very fun. And then October 2nd, we go to Charlotte, North Carolina. Is that pronounced Charlotte?
That's right. The second Charlotte in North Kakalaka.
The Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Look, this is unusual. We don't get to do this kind of stuff that often. Here's what I want to tell you. I've asked you before. We're asking you again. We love you. If you are in the area of any of these shows, if you're in the greater Columbus area, Birmingham, Nashville, Atlanta, or Charlotte, grab a friend. Let's make it a fun show. You know, we need people to be at these shows. It would just be great to see as much denim as possible in the audience.
That's right. As many moms and as much denim as you can muster.
Come on out.
Bring your mom. She likes it. And then we last date on this tour is going to be at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco, California.
And you get a live podcast in San Francisco.
At Cobb's, correct.
And stand-up.
Oh, that's right. It's a double dip.
It's a double dip show.
Then I roll out by myself. All by myself, October 9th through 12th at the Syracuse Funny Bone, Syracuse, New York. October 16th through 19th, I just added Des Moines. I'm going to be in Des Moines, Iowa at the Des Moines Funny Bone. And that's it for now, man.
Word up.
Stacked October in this house.
It's pretty stacked.
What about you, T-Nuts?
October 10th through 12th, I'm at Comics at Foxwoods Comedy Club and Casino. Just a few shows there. I think I'm going October 18th. I'm going to Houston with the powerful Joe Rogan.
Powerful.
Doing a very powerful show in Houston with him. And I don't remember what's going on the rest of the month. So that's that.
Kisses?
Kisses all over, everybody. You come up to me and you tell me, I listen to your mom's house. I'll kiss you everywhere.
Mm-hmm. What about for me?
Kisses for you, too. Do you listen?
Please follow us on Twitter if you're not already, at Christina P, at Tom Segura. And also, listen, if you're a fan of the show and you love your mom's house, you love Top Dog, you love his calls, why not represent the podcast? Rep it. Get a Wipe Down collection. You get the t-shirt. You get Tommy's, both of his CDs, my CD, a Glamour Shots poster of me. It's ridiculous.
Come on. You can't beat that. You know what you should do? Go to your mom's house podcast.com.
Wait, what is that URL?
www.
That's not it.
Shit. I always fuck it up.
Shit, Blanca. Let's try it again.
http
thank you
colon slash slash www.yourmomshousepodcast.com. Mm-hmm. Has all our tour dates, has links to the shows, has the store that has said Top Dog Wipe Down collection, CDs, t-shirts. Are you going to come with me tomorrow to the shirt place?
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
So we have a new shirt.
Totes, man.
The design is in.
I'm doing it.
All we have to do now is order it. We had some
very exciting
bumps in the road, but now it's all ready to go. I can't wait to get this done.
What's this dog doing?
So anyway, there's a new shirt coming.
Come here,
Pete. Expect to see it second week, I would think. Second week in October.
I can't wait. I think this is going to be
fucking awesome.
I think this is going to be one of the most beloved.
Yes, it is in now. The design is in. I just have to go in there and pick it.
I've loved all of our ridiculous designs.
This one's really special.
Yeah, so silly.
All right.
Wait, is there anything else?
I don't think so.
YourMomsHousePodcast.com.
Yeah.
Oh, I put up a silly picture of us to plug our dates that we...
oh, this shit is hilarious.
Yeah, if you want to look at the... At least go...
Go to the site. Just look at the picture that's used for the posting for the tour.
For the tour. It's Tom and I spent a whole $90 and we went down to the basement of Sears and we took glamour shots together, like couples shots, and it's ridiculous. I'll put them out more as time goes on, but we want to release them sparingly because they're so good.
They're fun. You ready to do this?
Hells yeah.
Start the show, man.
And I was like, who's Savannah? And they're like, she's one of the co-hosts. And so I go into a separate room. Oh my God. Yeah. I go into a separate room and it's me and this girl, and this girl's a fucking absolute moron.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mum into this.
Your mom in the fuck is dead!
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitza.
Welcome to your mom's house.
My stomach hurts. I can't laugh at that anymore.
You hadn't heard that, right?
No. That's the fart heard around the world, apparently. And I didn't even know that the mic's back. I thought people just knew you farted because of my reaction.
No.
I didn't know.
We'll be with him in a second.
It's so loud.
Here it is.
And then they're like, listen, Savannah will be doing this interview. And I was like, who's Savannah? And they're like, she's one of the co-hosts. And so I go into a separate room. Oh, my God.
Yeah?
My stomach hurts. Please don't. Please.
There's two of them.
Stop it. We have to pie. I can't even get through the show. I can't do this. Why did you do this to me?
I just thought it'd be great.
I can't go on. I'm going to throw up. Wait.
I go into a separate room.
Listen to you in the background here.
And it's me and this girl, and this girl's a fucking absolute moron. And
she's interviewing you in a separate room?
In a separate room. And she's like, she goes, so who are you? And I go, I'm Bert. She goes, why are you here? I said, I'm a comedian. She goes, you're not being funny. Like, it's a real aggressive interview. The second I said... Savannah, his face dropped. And he go, I go, what? And he goes,
oh my God.
In Orlando with Savannah? And I said, yeah. And he goes, that was my show.
Stop it.
I'm telling the guy who asked the question, I'm telling about the worst radio interview I've ever done was on his show.
But he lost.
But he's the one who
sent me into the room.
Taking me
to
the room.
Yep. He did all of it. His name's Drew. I'm friends with him now. He's friends with Cowhead, but
they're friends?
What's so funny, Tom.
Wait, they're friends?
Yeah, well, they work on the bone. They work on the same station.
Oh, same station.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Drew, what's so funny is when I got there, he was so excited to have me, and he was so happy that I took time out of my schedule, because I don't need to do any other radio in Tampa. I can just go in.
I can't even listen to this. Like, I had no idea this is what it sounded
Jeez, I burped too. I forgot that I burped.
My eyes, I cry. I'm crying. I can't believe it. I didn't even realize that all the audio got picked up. I didn't realize that they could hear it.
Go ahead and sell tickets. But I got up early, went through Tampa traffic all the way to St. Petersburg to do his show. When I rolled in, he was like, Bert, I sincerely appreciate it. I love you on radio. I listen to you on Cowhead. I listen to you on the podcast. You're fucking hilarious, man. I really appreciate it. He was really sweet.
And
I was
like, he told me, I love you. You're fucking hilarious.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
He's like, don't mention it. And then he was like, tell me the worst radio station. And I remember when I said, I go, it was in Orlando. I remember everyone going, Drew, you worked in Orlando. But I was like, didn't even hear a word of the story. And I was like, and her name was Savannah. And his face dropped. And he was like, that was my radio show. And I said to him, I was like, you know what bothered me the most was that when I
the best part
when
is
that happened, I actually thought God,
get really upset about the smell here.
Loved me. Right? If they had just given me a chance,
and which they ended up, what ended up happening was true.
Yeah,
totally.
They gave you a chance.
He loved me by hearing me on other shows that he wouldn't let me listen. Yeah. He would never let me do that on his own show.
The thing you end up finding out about radio once you've done radio for a while is if they show the slightest bit of interest,
here it comes.
There's a 99% chance it'll go great.
Yep.
It's almost always that. I mean, I'll blame a comic who has a bad attitude.
He's
who's
coughing.
An egotistical dick.
So it doesn't smell in here. You don't smell.
No, I smell it. I'm trying to breathe through my mouth.
It's not that.
It's rancid. How do you? How are you? I can't focus.
I can't focus. I don't know how you guys get through a fucking podcast on your own podcast.
What?
If he's farting like this?
What are you talking about?
I'm gonna throw up.
No, you're not.
No,
stop being
so
dramatic.
Bad. This is so awful.
I'd say open the door, but we just got air conditioning in
Can
here.
Can I tell you this?
Can we open the door? We
need to say this.
What?
We need to say this.
I gotta go.
Come on. What are you doing? You don't even have any wine?
If you breathe through your mouth, you just taste it. You're letting out the cool air.
Do you like the hand movement? You think this
I'm
is
trying. Now you're going to make me gag. I'm going to stop it. Stop talking about it. Stop talking about it.
It's not that bad.
I'm going to throw up. I'm going to fucking throw up now. Stop talking about it. I was totally fine until you couldn't stop talking about it. Now it's getting hot in here and it smells like farts. Shut the door, Push. Push. Shut the door.
Yeah, I just realized because I was trying back to this moment.
Yeah.
When Bert was telling that whole story about Savannah and somebody named Drew. And like, I didn't even hear that story.
No, yeah, you were completely.
I was so tuned out because the sound hit me and I laughed. You can hear me laughing at your fart at first. And then the smell hit me. And I was sitting all the way across the room from you guys.
Yeah.
And I was like, how the fuck is Bert talking through the smell? How is Bert telling a story and ignoring this? Like, why is nobody addressing how foul? It was so bad, babe.
It was pretty bad.
No, it wasn't pretty bad. It was the worst bad.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, here you go with this stretch and the.
It was so awful.
But that fart was the thing is it wasn't that audible.
No,
to the ear. It's because the microphone was there. That's it. And it had you see how it was like a two parter.
It was
like,
yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
And then you burped too.
Yeah, and there's a second fart too, but I forget
what?
The time code. Yeah, there's another fart.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
That was so disgusting.
It smelled really bad.
I can't believe it. And then you did one like that when you came back from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You farted like
that. We had a really late night meal after the fights. We went and we ate an extraordinary amount of food, rich food. And it was 3:00 in the morning and we were in the car on the way to the airport by 6:45. So
oh my God.
Didn't really get a chance to settle. And then I had a coffee and a banana at the airport.
Oh.
Got on the plane, slept the entire way. And then came home and farted for you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Real nice.
Yes.
But your farts smell, like when they get bad like that, I mean, it's like nothing else. It's like...
Yours are not a walk in the park. Let's just put it that way.
But they're not like yours. Yours are like guy. Yours smell... Oh, I know what they smell like. Have you ever been... Let me just try. It's like in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Kandahar. In Kandahar.
Yeah, I've never been there. I can't really relate.
Okay. Well, I've been there. And there's a poo pond in Kandahar where it's sewage that they keep in an open pond area and it churns itself. Why? I don't know. I don't know why they churn it. but the stench is so revolting as it sweeps across the Afghani landscape. Mm-hmm. The desert winds coax it through the air into your nostrils as you're sleeping. You lay in your bed and you want to vomit. You can't escape it. That's what it's like.
Well, I can't describe like in those terms your fart, but I think your farts have a song that best describes them.
Oh. I love it.
To 6 in the morning.
I like it.
It's a ratchet.
This song, I wanted to not like it. I wanted to not get into Lil Debbie. This song, I came this close to downloading it.
Jesus.
I know, because I had him. It's, you know what? I like the music to it.
Yeah.
That do, you know.
Well, we have a little more Lil Debbie info. Some
people. Yeah, go ahead.
Sent us some fun audio. This is Lil Debbie, both sides of Lil Debbie. Her hood side. And then we cut to Lil Debbie before she was Lil Debbie.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you get a little bit of both.
Walking, smoking blunts, you feel me?
You feel
sipping.
Me?
And he was going to do a video. So I'm like, Krayshawn's like, Debbie is stylist, you feel me? Like, you should have her. So me and Soulja Boy in there, like, rummaging through all his shit. And I'm just like, here, wear this. Come through me first if you want to fuck.
Who are you?
It's Lil Debbie, man. Sack snow out here, you feel me? That's and I work snow. Don't ever use that shit. That shit. Okay.
From Lil Debbie.
She's from Lil Debbie.
There you go.
Me to you. Me.
Now, what does snow mean?
My name is Jordan Capozzi.
Oh.
That's her.
I'm at Trafe on Fairfax, and I work here. This is my job. Good bars, fun bars, Las Palmas. In Hollywood is really fun. Cha Cha's is really fun. I'll go wherever. It's a bar. It's fun.
So there you go.
Oh, so a little before and after now.
Yeah. Not so ratchet after all.
No. And, you know, some people, multiple people sent this in about, you know, Lil Debbie not keeping it real.
Yeah.
A lot of people saying that she ain't who she says.
Yeah. Well, that is kind of funny. I mean, if you're like, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I was sipping, you know, smoking trees.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, my name is Jordan Capozzi. And I work at a bar. Yeah, great.
It's the best. You know, but on the other hand, I started to think about this. I debated whether or not to put this piece on, on to, you know, show it to you or whatever.
Yeah.
Because, so what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's art. Art is art. Irregardless.
Irregardless.
Irregardless of your personal life, right? If you, I know you're a huge fan of Martin Heidegger, the philosopher, the German guy, and he was affiliated with the Nazis.
I ain't never had a job before in my life until I started working for Shiv. You know, in and out of gym, you know what I'm saying? Did a little bit of everything, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Do you think he has a second clip of him speaking the way he used to speak?
I'm pretty sure he worked also at the mall.
My name's Jordan and I work at the mall.
Big fan of Foot Locker.
But you're saying that, that Kierkegaard said?
No, I'm saying that, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's okay if the art doesn't, I don't know, is it okay that the art doesn't match the lifestyle? Because Martin Heidegger, very famous German philosopher, also a Nazi. Does that mean that we don't value his ideas simply because he made some foul personal choices? You feel me, girl?
I do feel you on that.
Can
I
you divorce
you.
The work from the personal life?
Mm.
Foucault, huge into S&M and, you know, sodomy and stuff, and some people think that's wrong, and yeah, he's a good philosopher, so who knows? Little Debbie, not so ratchet in real life. Does that make her any less ratchet of an artist? I don't know. It's a philosophical debate.
Mm.
Is it important to you that your rappers are like street cred?
Bow, 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 bow.
Does that answer your question?
I can do that.
You could not do
it. Bow, 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 bow. Watch
please
me,
stop.
Watch me,
please,
watch me.
Please, please stop.
Waka, flaka, waka, flaka, waka, flaka.
Please stop.
Well, I asked you a very serious question.
I think if they, I mean, the answer is, if they're talking about real street shit, I like them to come from that background.
Right.
Like
right.
if you're rapping about like having a fucking fun day and you're at parties and stuff, I don't care what your background
like,
is.
Like DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh
yeah,
Prince.
Yeah, I don't give a shit, man.
When he was like, my parents don't understand.
I think everyone likes authentic. Authentic goes a long way.
Keeps it real.
Yeah. So if you're rapping about, you know, robbing people and shit, and you're like fucking Yale graduate,
right?
That'd be weird. I mean, that's the big argument against like Rick Ross. He was a corrections officer.
Officer Ricky. Heck yeah, we all
officer
know that.
Ricky. Yeah.
Now, for those of you who don't know the Rick Ross debacle, so Rick Ross was at one time in his career a prison security officer.
Yeah, corrections officer, CO.
Yeah, and then he became a rippity rapper.
Plus, he stole his name from a famous criminal who's a real guy.
Who's a real drug dealer.
A real guy named Rick Ross.
Who touches work, like convertible Bert.
Yeah, and this guy's like, I had no idea. He was like, I just took that name. They're like, yeah, everybody knows Rick Ross.
Yeah. I'm into distribution. You know who else is a big poser from what I heard is, I might be wrong. I'm probably wrong. But fucking Dre, Dr. Dre, and Snoop.
No.
Wasn't somebody stepbrothers, and then one of them really isn't that street. They're from Long Beach, but not like the bad parts.
No, no, no.
Ice Cube was from Beverly Hills.
No.
He drove a minivan.
No.
He makes the scowly face.
Ice Cube is O'Shea Jackson. He really is from South Central.
Okay.
Dr. Dre's from down there, but he wasn't a thug or a hard ass. So like when Eazy-E was trying to get back, Eazy-E basically stole fucking money from everybody in NWA.
Is it Death Row Records?
No, they were
called...
NWA was part of Ruthless.
Ruthless. Okay.
Yeah, Death Row is what Suge Knight started.
Gotcha.
And that's where Dr. Dre went, and he made that Chronic, the album that's like...
Really good.
Classic album. So what happened was Warren G, like Regulators, Mount Up, remember that song?
No, that one I don't know.
Yes, you do.
How's it go?
Regulators, Mount Up. Dun, 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 nope. Dun, dun, dun.
No, I'm sorry.
Really?
For real, though. I thought you were going to say, you're horny, let's do it. Come right. That's not Warren G? Mm. My pony, my saddles, so horny.
Oh, my God.
Put your pony in my choney.
This is the song that when we were in Houston, this is what I came out to.
Okay, okay.
No, you still don't remember, but I'm trying to play it for you right now.
I know.
So you remember.
Well, we're going to pay Warren G the rights to play this right now.
Yeah, of course. So, but this is so you.
Okay.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property.
You're still looking at me with a blank face.
Because I don't, but you can't be any, I don't this know
song
this tune.
Was number one. You couldn't avoid this song. You know what I mean? If you hated this song, you couldn't avoid it.
Sounds real good.
It was a clear black night, a clear white night.
Oh, yeah. I like the song. I like the song. Sam, damn, jamma, and a jamma, jamma, jam, a meow, meow, meow.
It's not a meow, meow.
It's not it. Da, da, da. I smoke some blunts, get some ratchets. Yeah, and the VIP.
What's up with 213?
Put your dick in your butt. Pump it up and down. Let's do this. I jumped out the rock. Double angel.
Okay.
I know this.
This guy. Rapping, rippity rapping, Warren G. Not the guy singing, that's Nate Dogg.
Okay.
The rippity rapper, Warren G. That's Dre's half brother.
That's where the connection is. Now, but one of those guys met Snoop, right? Isn't that how they met Snoop?
Warren G was buddies with Snoop Dogg.
I gotta tell you, I love Snoop Dogg.
Now, Snoop Dogg is
love
from.
That fucking guy so much.
He is from the LBC,
City of Long Beach.
And he was gang affiliated.
For real, though.
For real, though.
Okay.
So he was, I forget, I think he was a Crip or something. But anyways, he used to roll with those guys. Like, so he has like, I mean, he wasn't probably fucking really doing crazy shit. But, you know, he was hanging out bad dudes.
He's
basically
definitely of that world.
Yeah.
Because you watch those video. You watch the video for Gin and Juice.
He did catch a murder case. I don't know if you remember. Murder was the case that they gave me. He's been charged with murder before.
Didn't know that.
Of course you know that.
Who hasn't?
Yeah.
But the point of the story is, you watch that video for Gin and Juice. Is that the one where the girl's braiding his hair on the stoop?
Probably.
And like in L.A. And you're like, that shit is so... for real though, like
yeah.
He's for reals, and the yeah. and the yeah. up and down,
basically,
shit's great.
The funny thing here's the funny thing is that Eazy-E went after Dre for being like a studio gangster, like right. when all that was going down in the early 90s, but Dre was singing thug shit or rapping about it when he was in WA, and Eazy was probably telling him, say you did this, and that's the other, you know what I mean? Like he called him out for something that he probably asked him to do.
That's what's up.
Now Eazy-E, everybody says, was super into criminal.
For real though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, he's the most legit criminal in this whole thing.
Interesting. Now, do you think the rippity rappers of today really come from a thug? Like, is Changi?
Depends who you ask. No,
is Soulja Boy?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think he was probably the most ideal kid, but I don't think he's a really badass kid.
Or like Chameleonaire.
Interesting.
3-6
people.
Mafia.
There's definitely guys like C Murder, who's doing life for murder.
What a coincidental name. I mean, that's kind of cool. That's your name.
He did prison time. I mean, you know, what's his name? 50 Cent as commercial and huge Fitty. He's so huge and commercial now, but
yeah,
you know, he definitely was a drug dealer and he got shot 9 times.
Yeah, he was for real though.
Yeah,
for real, for real,
for real, for real though.
In the heart, girl.
Yeah,
yeah, he got fucked. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
That guy's for reals.
Yep, yep. How do you not want to? I mean, this song, they just didn't stop playing it.
I do remember it now. What year was that?
God, that had to be, it was 94.
Yeah, that was my senior year in high school, which means I was heavy into other things. Not rap music, let's say.
Yeah, but it's still funny that, I mean, this is one of those songs that literally, it was such a hit that this was a crossover hit. You'd end up hearing this.
Oh, yeah.
They played the censored version on, you know, Top 40.
Well, even as a goth girl, I knew Gin and Juice. I knew all the words to Gin and Juice.
It was a song you couldn't avoid.
Couldn't avoid that. You couldn't avoid Jump Around. Jump Around.
Have you heard his acoustic one?
Of Jump Around?
He did it on Rogan for him.
What?
There's an acoustic version. It was so great. What was his name? Everlast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was amazing. He did it on Joe Rogan. Here's I want you to hear part of this because it's crazy.
Jump up, and get down.
He's got a really cool, raspy singing voice.
Between Halloween and sunset, I believe. Awesome. What time is that? 10:30?
Yeah, I hit it 10:30.
You hit it 10:30.
It's a small place. It's only like 150 seats, man. So
jump on it, bitches. Life Acoustic out now. Support Everlast. Right. Go out and buy this shit. Put your money where your mouth is, you fucking dirty, beautiful freaks. All right.
All right.
Love you, buddy. Funny. Thank you very much.
Here's
for doing
Jump
this,
Around.
It's always a beautiful time. It's
crazy.
Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. I can't no win, battle me, that's a sin. Never slack up, punk, you better back up. Try and play the role, you're the hook who will act up. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hand up. You got the feeling, jump up, touch the ceiling. Mugs, let the funk flow, someone talk junk, you bust him in his eye. Take that punk's whole feeling, funky, amps in the chunkin'. Got more rounds than this cops at a Dunkin'. Donut shop, sure enough, I got pops from the kids on the hill, plus my mom and my pop. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat, everybody, jump around. Everybody jump around.
Everybody jump around. It's fucking awesome.
It's crazy. That's that guy's voice.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he had a voice like that.
Isn't it awesome? I love it.
Honestly?
Yeah.
I like the chorus.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't like that show on MTV where they went acoustic.
Yeah.
I don't like acoustic anything. I like to rock. I like to rock out,
man. You said
that
like such a square. I like to rock.
I like to rock out.
I think it's fucking awesome.
I like to rock. I don't like acoustics.
I'm a big fan of this. I heard this and I was like, what in the fuck, man? I'm a big fan. I like it.
I like Joe's intro. It was really funny.
Put your money where your mouth is, you sturdy freak bitches. Yeah. So anyways, we know who's real. We know that Lil Debbie, you know what? You don't have to be super hood. We'll still support you, right, Lil Debbie?
Yeah, I mean, look, you don't need to have real ratchets. I mean, first of all, some guy tweeted me and was like, it's Krayshawn. That's how you pronounce it. But everyone around her calls her Krayshawn. If you listen, she said Krayshawn. She says Krayshawn.
Yeah.
No one says Krayshawn. Okay. Right. It's not crayon, Krayshawn.
No.
It's Krayshawn.
Yeah.
Krayshawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now there's like confusion over this. What's the problem?
Well, some fucking smart aleck was like, it's Krayshawn. It's, you know, K-R-A-Y.
She says it here.
Yeah. Krayshawn.
And he was going to do a video. So I'm like, Krayshawn's like,
Hello,
Krayshawn.
Yeah. Yo, I mean, you feel me? Like, feel I'm you. Fucking real. I keeps it real 100. I've been on Krayshawn's tip since the beginning.
Yeah,
since fucking Gucci, since before that.
Okay. So this is fucking great. I got more surprises.
Okay.
For
okay.
You. So the other day, you remember last week? I played the call of my mom telling me about the cab driver. And he was like, about sex, and she was like mortified.
Yeah.
When I was in Toronto, yeah. I checked, which by the way was fucking crazy.
Of course.
It was crazy. We did the Sony Center.
That's
it was 3,000 people. The best audience I've ever performed to, I think. It was
That's
amazing.
Great. Well, Toronto's amazing.
It is, but it's you don't expect city. That many people to fucking keep it together.
Crazy.
It's crazy. And yeah, Brian Callen was there, Joe Rogan. It was fucking stupid. Anyways, so I'm talking to, I get in the car after a show and I have a voicemail and it's from my mom and she goes, hey, I wanted to tell you about my cab ride back to the airport. You're not going to believe this.
Oh no.
So I call her today from our phone line. She has no idea and I just start talking to her and then she brings it up. Here's the other message. It's crazy. I'm gonna have to explain it. That she goes into Spanish and English and Spanish and English. This is exactly how I grew up talking to my mother. Okay. But it's a pretty funny story.
But I wanted to tell you the story of the taxi driver.
Yeah, the one who took
How do I get taxi drivers are usually very unfriendly, they don't even talk and that's it. Now I get in this taxi and he heard me talking to Maria goodbye. And I said something to her in Spanish. I probably said, chau hijita, or something like that, no?
Mm-hmm.
So I get in the car. As soon as I get in, she says, excuse me, do you speak Spanish?
Oh, no.
And I said, yes. And you see, yo soy de México. Ah, dije, qué gusto, que podemos hablar el mismo idioma.
So right there, she said, the guy said, I'm from Mexico. And she said, oh, that's nice. Or, you know, how great we can speak our language.
Sí, señora. Oiga, usted, los mexicanos, trabajamos muy fuerte. Sí, señor, usted trabaja muy fuerte.
And then he said, we're Mexicans, you know, we work really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yes, of course.
Los americanos también trabajan duro, pero de lunes a viernes.
Americans work really hard, he said, but from Monday to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Ellos de lunes a viernes. Y de ahí empezó a contarme, ¿quieres que te lo cuente en inglés o en español todo?
Como quieres. I mean, tell me however you want.
Yeah, él me dice...
I didn't want to give away that we were doing the show. So she said, do you want me to tell you in Spanish or English? I'm like, however you want to tell it. If I go, tell me in English.
Yeah.
All right.
She'll know.
Estuve un señor americano que estaba completamente borracho. Se subió al carro muy bien y me dijo, me lleva a esta dirección.
So a guy super drunk got, this guy's telling her a story now.
Yeah.
A super drunk guy got in his cab and he said, take me to this address.
Yo empiezo a manejar y me dice, hi, where are you?
So I started driving. The guy says, hi, where are you from?
And when I said, I am from Mexico, he started insulting me. you Mexicans came and you destroyed here, and you're immigrating and taking all our jobs. You're corrupted. Yo mantenía mis labios cerrados.
And the guy said, I kept my lips shut.
Yo no me voy a poner a pelear con la gente, porque yo tengo que encontrar un policía.
I'm not going to fight with people, I'm just going to find a cop.
Y seguí manejando hasta que encontré un policía, y justo el policía era mexicano.
He found a cop, and the cop happened to be Mexican.
Oh, thank God.
O sea que en español dije, oiga usted jefe, este señor me está insultando y me está diciendo esto y esto.
So he told the cop what the guy was doing.
Y el policía se dio la vuelta, entró por la ventana y le dijo,
the cop came in, leaning to the window.
Oh, señor, pague en este momento what the meter says. You have
pay
to
right
pay
now.
Right now what the meter says. I'm not in my destination. I don't care. Pay him what the meter says. So he paid the meter, and then he put the, ¿cómo se dice los?
Handcuffs?
Handcuffs, and took him to jail.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
I said, oh, my gosh. Yeah. ¿Cómo llegó usted de México acá? Ah, fue un sartudo.
So she asked him, how did you get from Mexico here to the United States? And he said, through luck, right?
No se dice suertudo, se dice bendecido.
And of course she told him, you don't say luck, you say from blessings.
Es verdad, señora, fui bendecido. I was working in Mexico in a hotel.
Now, this is how she talks to me. Everything's bad, and then she's telling his version. All of a sudden, he speaks English now. I was working in Mexico in a hotel.
Cleaning the pool. And there was a guy who got completely drunk, and he was throwing up all over. So I have to clean up because it was part of my job anyway, and I tried to help him, and so I cleaned him up too, and I just took him to his room, and I just took care of him. The next day, this guy started looking for me. And so they locate me. He said, I wanted to thank you for what you did for me, and it was very nice. And yeah, ¿conoces casas donde me puedes llevar? Usted sabe, señora, nosotros los hombres.
Did you like how that just went to that?
Yeah, I was getting into it too.
Yeah.
Que van a casas de mujeres.
And then the guy thanked him for, basically the cab driver was working at this hotel, cleaned the guy up when he was super blackout drunk, put him in his room, took care of him. He thanked him and he goes, really appreciate it. You think you could take me to a whorehouse? But this guy is telling my mom this story.
Great.
Ay, Dios mío. No puedo creer que me toque el otro. Así que yo lo llevaba. Yo sí tengo mi cochecito, le dije, yo lo llevo.
So he took him in his little car to the whorehouse.
Así que en las noches lo llevaba este señor pues aquí a sus citas. Y así nos hicimos amigos. Y yo también sé esquiar. Y me dijo, quiero que me enseñes a esquiar.
And he wanted to learn how to ski, the American guy.
Uh-huh.
And he asked him.
Entonces, pero ya no había tiempo porque el señor ya se iba.
There was no time.
Le dije, I don't have time to teach you because you're leaving. No, you have to come to the United States. No, que voy a ir a Estados Unidos. Yo no tengo papeles. Yo no tengo dinero.
So he tells the guy, you have to come to the States. The guy's like, how is that possible? That's impossible.
Oiga usted, señora. ¿Usted sabe lo que hizo este señor?
This guy.
Me dejó $2,000. Como usted escucha, me dio $2,000.
The guy left him $2,000 and told him, get your shit all arranged. Get your shit together.
Wow. Acá con esto, arréglate y te vas a ir a Tijuana. Ahí nos vamos a encontrar.
And he picks him, he goes, meet me in Tijuana.
No
así
shit.
Yo hice todas mis cosas y así me fui. Me metí por Tijuana y ahí me esperaba el señor en su Lamborghini convertible. He colored my hair blonde right there. And we sat in the convertible and we drove through.
No way.
The guy drove his Lamborghini into Mexico, picked him up, dyed the guy's hair blonde.
Oh my God.
And then just drove him right through. And they were just like, yeah, it's fucking Lambo with a couple blondes.
Wow.
And then he took me to his house. ¿En dónde cree usted que vivía? No sé. En Laguna. ¿Cómo se llama este sitio en California?
Laguna Beach?
En Laguna Beach. Oiga, le dije, pero eso es de mi... Ah, sí, no, él era millonario. Tenía una mansión. Me llevó a su casa. Poco a poco trajo a toda mi familia, a mi esposa, a mis hijas. Y dije, oiga, ¿y usted por qué se fue?
So, I don't know if you follow, the guy brought him, he worked at the house, and little by little, so he ended up bringing his wife over and his daughters, and he had his whole family there.
So he worked at this guy's house?
Yes.
What, cleaning the pool?
Just he was doing pool everything. Guy in Mexico. Yeah, okay. Just became everything.
Wow.
Dijo, ahí me quedé con él 4 años, no sé estar con él.
4 years working
Dijo,
there.
Claro, mi esposa le limpiaba la casa, le cocinaba.
The wife cooked and everything.
Pero ahí nos estuvo durante 4 años, nos hizo todos los papeles.
And they ended up getting all their papers done and becoming legal.
No shit. So this guy sponsored him.
Yes.
Wow. Que me voy a casar yo ya, porque él ya tenía novia y ella no quiere que se queden ustedes. Entonces de ahí se fue.
Wow. What a crazy story.
Oiga, pero su historia es de película. Que lo esperen en un Lamborghini convertible.
That's crazy. So
they color him blonde. Mm-hmm. He went off in his Lamborghini to live in a mansion in Laguna Beach.
Wow.
I don't know how much of true is any of these stories, but how fun is this, man?
Hilarious. Is then I have to, this part you don't need a translation for, but I think you'll enjoy it. Is Dad around? Can I ask him something?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, I love you. Huh?
I love you, Mom. I love you.
Okay. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Dad. How are you?
Good.
Are you happy that Mom fixed the internet?
Can't believe she fixed it.
You know what happened?
Yeah.
Here's what happened, guys.
A little bit.
My mom asked the guy to come in, the guy who does their pool. She was like, will you hook up a new modem? And then he did. And then she called their provider, and she was like, they go, you just need a new router. And then he plugged in a new router, and then the internet didn't work, and my dad was fucking freaking out.
Of course.
And then today I called, and this conversation actually started with was,
why
hey,
did she
so
fuck with that, though?
I have no idea. But anyway, she fucked with it, and she fixed it, and I couldn't believe that she got it to work. It's pretty crazy.
It's insane, actually. She has no idea what she did, but that's okay.
So I was talking to Mom.
Yeah.
And I was reading her some stuff, and she thinks there's a pretty high probability that you're a sociopath.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Hello. One second. Wait, Tony.
Stay on the phone, Dad.
Okay. Tony.
Yeah.
Before I forget, yeah?
Yeah.
The password for my iPad.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm going to forget.
Okay.
This means, Tommy, if she dies or gets kidnapped or
yeah,
we never see her again, you know how to get into her iPad,
Mom,
okay?
No, Mom, wait.
That means if I forget, I'm going to call you.
Mom, stay on the phone. I wanted Dad here. Hey, do you remember when I read you that stuff about, I said, here's a description, and you said, I said, you know, thinks very highly of himself, not easily swayed, and I said, who does that sound like? Did you remember what you said?
Yeah, Daddy.
Yeah. And it was a description of a sociopath. So I was telling Dad that you think that he's pretty much a sociopath.
Well, you know, I tell you, I like a lot of titles in life. And,
yeah.
You know.
Tell me, Ted, man, how would you describe a person who thinks very highly of himself?
True.
Who doesn't give a shit for what people think? What is, Tommy? Tell me the story that you told me.
I told you, is not, they're not easily, turned
intimidated.
Off.
Intimidated.
Yeah. They're not intimidated. They like being complimented and being like showered with compliments.
Yes.
And, I mean, it went on and on. I read you a direct quote and then.
I didn't even let him finish. I said, Tommy, that's your father.
I'm kind of excited about my new title.
You are a sociopath.
I'm a sociopath.
You like that, Dad?
I do like that, actually. You can, you know, it kind of makes me feel kind of proud that I'm chalked up another accomplishment in my life.
Yeah.
I am not very proud to be married to a sociopath. Eh?
Well, I told Mom that I think that if you did kill her, that another quality about sociopath is that you wouldn't really, you'd be able to go on pretty easily and go play a round of golf afterwards.
No, I don't think I'd do a round of golf.
What would you do?
Take a shower.
I'd call the funeral home. Make arrangements.
Okay, I'm hanging out because this is not even.
I'd call the funeral home and make arrangements.
Okay, bye.
Is that funny, buddy, huh?
You didn't hear that?
The audio was it kind of skipped a minute. It said that, so you go, what would you do, Dad? You would go.
He said, I'd call the funeral home and make arrangements.
That's it. That's the first thought is to arrange.
Practical. Now, what I also got. Do you know how my dad tells jokes? We've always talked about how he tells jokes.
Yeah.
And he kind of loses it at his own jokes.
Yeah.
I didn't put the whole joke together here because I didn't want to put anyone through that. But I cut out the best part of him telling me a joke.
Okay.
Okay. It's like multiple choice.
You hit the phone button.
I mean,
this is real. This is him really doing this.
This is him attempting to tell you like a joke. Set up punch joke. Just two lines.
Multiple choice. Two questions.
You sound... Are you okay?
I feel so funny. I can't believe I'm laughing this hard.
Wow.
I didn't even know what the joke was about. I couldn't tell you.
At the end of the day.
Couldn't tell you what
it
was about.
And they're usually... Your dad does like off-color stuff.
Yeah.
But they're usually like truly tasteless type of jokes. Like he heard on the internet or books or something.
No.
Wow.
Well, I got to tell him the sociopath thing, which I know you're
That
happy.
Was great. Finally.
But the other thing something I left out was I asked my mom about how's Maria, how's Jane?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, Maria, Weston was really sick. He had a fever. And it was crazy, and she should have fucking taken him to the hospital. And I told her. And in my mind, this phone call was done. And I thought, if she told her you should have done something, and she didn't, Maria's got to be fired up. This was my mind.
Oh, boy, yeah.
So I thought about it, and I decided to call Maria. And,
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Seriously? 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 Oh, my God.
You take your fucking scissors.
Oh, my God.
Use your pudgy fucking monkey hand.
Seriously?
Cut the box open, cut a hole in it, and pour it in the goddamn bottle.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Oh, my God.
She is so fired up. Not even about what I thought she would be fired up, but okay. She just takes over. I mean, I was ear-to-ear smiles during this phone call.
I can't wait to hear it.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Just enjoying the evening with my husband after two awful, awful days at home with a sick child and then other disasters that happened.
Oh, I heard. I wanted to see how he was doing.
He's better. I mean, it was even sucks. Like, this kid, he had 103.8 fever last night.
Oh, my God.
And today, it was awful. He didn't eat a thing. He was just, and he wasn't bad. Like, he wasn't, like, sick with vomiting or something like that, just like a fever, but and really needy. Like, just wanted to be held, and like wanted to sit on my lap all day, and like wanted to be, you know, nurtured. But, like, and which I'd love to nurture my child, but you can't do it all day long. Like, there's other shit you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't hold, I mean, it's hard.
Yeah.
And today was, you know, much better, but he's still the same way. And he didn't nap either, which is worse. Like, all day awake and like, just needy. Not to mention I'm a needy dog and a needy husband. So I'm just, the whole day, because everyone's like, me, and I'm about to lose my fucking mind. And then to top it off, so this is how today went. Like, I woke up, I'm like, I didn't sleep well. I'm like, I already know today's going to be a tough day. Prepared mentally. I'm going to be sane. I'm not going to cause violence on anyone. I'm prepared to handle the anguish that is about to come my way from all directions. Mm-hmm. Although, it got worse. So then, to start with, first went to Starbucks to get my green tea, because I told you I'd cut out the sugar and you know, the caffeine and heavy caffeine stuff. And this fucking ugly cunt clearly has never been laid. Walks out of Starbucks. Like, I'm coming out. I'm pushing Weston out, who's already, like, he looks like he's stoned because he's so bloodshot from lack of sleep. And Klaus outside on a leash. And I'm literally walking out, trying to pull the stroller, get Klaus out. And she's like, this is really rude. You know, you're very rude. I'm like, excuse me? She's like, it's very rude to have your dog outside near your doorway. He's in our way. I'm like, I'm sorry. He's by the door. He's in the way. I'm like, there's two fucking doors. Like, you can go around him. And she's like, he shouldn't be near a door. She's like, it's rude. I'm like, no, it's not rude. You're just lazy. There's two doors. You get a door. I'm not rude. You're just lazy. What I really want to say was, like, I'm sorry that you're a fucking ugly cunt who's clearly angry and has never been laid. But it's not my problem. I didn't say that. I don't want to say you're a cunt, ugly, fuckhead in front of Weston. So I just kept it flat. I'm like, I'm not rude. You're just lazy. Move on. Have a nice day. So I kept it civil.
Whoa.
Wow. Now, every story has two sides.
I'm sure that lady has a different story.
Right. Of course. Interesting. I wonder what the reality is, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to stick to my mantra. I'm going to be positive. Positive, positive, positive today.
Oh, like Brody.
Move along, move along, move along.
So you told her, so, I'm not rude?
I said, I'm not rude. You're just lazy. Like, there's two doors. Go to the other door. Go to the other door. Like, it's not difficult. Like, two doors. One, two. You can move. You can move a half a foot to the right.
Jesus.
And not trample my dog. I have a child. I have a dog. And I said it very politely. I was like, I'm going to be positive today. I said, no, I'm not rude. It's very rude. I'm like, no, it's not rude. You're lazy. And then she's walking out like, ah, such a rude lady. So I started telling Weston, like, Weston, that is what rude is. That's no, no, nice. Because he knows, no, 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 not nice. So I started like, Weston, that's no, 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 not nice. So then we move on.
She used a lady as an example.
Yeah.
To teach Weston.
She's right.
You call up five, six. Oh, you know what? I haven't shit enough today. I'm going to take a third shit just for the hell of it. This is like 11 o'clock in the morning. So I don't have another bag. So I take like the little plastic bag off a newspaper from someone's doorstep.
Yeah.
I make sure that, you know, the newspaper's dry. I'm going to be rude because I'm on the positive note. I'm like, I'm going to be positive. I'll make sure the newspaper's dry. I'm going to use their bag to pick up the shit so that no one steps in it. So I pick it up. Of course, there's like a fucking hole in it. And I've got shit all over my hand. You can't be kidding me. So we go. We go to Whole Foods. I wash my hands in the bathroom. Like, move on. Get away. Go to get the lemons and limes and all that crap I need. Come home. Weston's leaving the nap. He's just exhausted. I have to go to the airport to get Jeff's golf clubs from Patty because he's got a golf tournament Thursday. And so I have a woman with a girl come to watch Weston while I go do this. So I come back, and he slept like maybe a half an hour. And I wake up to like screams of terror, like, mama, mama. So I'm like, okay, well, I have not taken a shit today. It's like literally been bottled inside of me since I woke up this morning. And I don't go to the bathroom before I get this child. I will burst in like seven different directions. So I go to the bathroom. I do the courtesy flush for the sake of my child and everyone else in the household. And what happens? I'm upstairs. The toilet is overflowing. Like, flooding. Flooding
no.
water. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm like, no. I'm like, turn it, click it, and do it, whatever. And it's like coming up into my butt. So now like I just shit and it's going in reverse up my asshole. I'm like, get up. And I like pull the little thing from the top, the what's it called? The thing that floats in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. I pull it out. Yeah. And I kind of plunge and plunge and plunge. And the housekeeper was here today. I'm like, she must have like put paper or something down there. I don't know what she did to clog the toilet. So coming with, or Jeff says hi. So then I stop it and I start cleaning. And Weston's now diving out of his crib. I'm like, I have to stick it. I can't. I'm laying on his face. I'm like, I go get him. I try to like situate him in a safe zone that's free of fecal matter and other obstructive objects. And I give him some like new toys. And I just stay in a safe zone. I'm going to try to clean this mess up. So I start cleaning, go down and get more towels. And I hear this like pooping noise. And the poop in the toilet water is now coming down from the vent and the lights.
You've
got to
be kidding me.
Now I've got just to top my day off. I'm like, I won't be angry. Like, this is my positive day. I'm going to stay positive. Like, we're going to laugh about this. This will be a funny story down the road. I need to focus on sanitizing and cleaning this environment because I have a sick child. And the last thing you need me to do is be in contact with my fecal matter and get further sick. So, in the next hour, literally cleaning and sterilizing my house. I'm trying to keep Weston in the safe zone.
That's a crazy day.
And then I
fucking
roasted two pheasants. I did. But I roasted two pheasants. They came out perfect.
You roasted pheasants?
Two pheasants, yeah.
Your sister does more in one day.
It's like multiple choice.
Wow.
So there's all that.
You're seriously, sorry, Scott. Maria does more in one day than you and I do in a week, I think.
Yeah, it's true.
She has so much energy. Poor Maria. I don't like to hear that about her.
What's that? Oh, yeah, I know.
Her awful day. That was terrible.
But it was funny that she went off about the lady.
That fucking cot.
Yeah, cot, and you've never been laid before. Oh.
I wonder what was really happening.
Yeah.
Who knows? Poor Maria.
Poor Maria.
I hope things get better. I hope her baby gets better.
Yeah, no, he's doing much better.
103.8, that's nothing to sneeze at.
Shit, no, it isn't.
104
is like deadly.
Your peener falls off, yeah. Bad.
So I thought we had maybe been exposed to this before, but maybe not. Gigi Allen, your college boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Burns is...
Right. His his online diary? Did we not read this on someone else?
You know, I feel like we did mention this a while back.
I thought we did.
Shoot. Well, it's worth mentioning again.
Sure.
Gigi Allen, the lunatic, you know, front guy for the Murder Junkies. Sorry, Gigi Allen, the Murder Junkies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he died of a drug overdose in 94.
Yeah.
Anyway, sociopath, probably a borderline, probably what, bipolar, manic depressive, heroin addict. He had a diary.
He spent 30 days in prison, and it looks like he jerked off almost 100 times.
Oh, yeah. He like, yes. He jerked off a ton.
So I thought I would read some of his entries.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe to some of his music.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So here's Gigi Allen.
Yeah,
entries.
Sure.
Got up and had a shitty breakfast. Went back to lock up and slept till 10. Shaved. Got out and watched a movie, Tougher Than Leather. Then back to lock up to jerk off. After dinner, I got a visit from Linda. Still through glass, but she showed me her shaved cunt. I would have paid $100 to suck it, but went back to my cell to jerk off again.
$100?
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money, Gigi.
Back then, too.
Used the phone all afternoon to try to get some fucking money. Went to lock up and wrote some lyrics. Started jerking off again. I'm getting a scab on the end of my cock. Wrote to Charles Manson today. I was fucking withdrawn all night and just stayed to myself.
You know what else this sounds like? Diary of a Road Comic.
It does, doesn't it?
I think this was my week in... let's pick any city. Hold on.
Right.
this is somewhere in the Midwest. I don't know.
Do you jerk off this much?
No, but I know male comics do.
Definitely.
I feel like any road comedian can relate to Gigi Allen's diary here.
September 30th. Got up, ate, shaved, and jerked off. It's very different from the last entry. We all watched Night of the Demons. Now, they watched a lot of movies where he did time.
I guess.
Then I called Tammy to see when Linda would be here, what time she would be here. She told me Linda got hurt at work and had to go to the hospital, and she would be late, but it was worth it because we got a longer visit. Almost 1 hour, and Linda looked fucking great. She brought me my blue bag and let me see some things. She told me the band was working up some new material, and when I get out, we have a chance to go to Europe after all the court bullshit. So needless to say, there was a lot of jerking off the rest of this day. I looked out to see a great fall day, my favorite time of year. Didn't know Gigi appreciated that.
It's kind of romantic. He's like a modern day, you know, Keats or Yeats there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But I'm here in this fucking dungeon. The leader of the pack is always the one who pays the price, takes the fall.
There you go, poetry. The road less traveled.
To do what I do is like Russian roulette. You have to be willing to go to jail. I don't know if that makes sense.
I don't know what he's doing. Let's get it. What's he doing in for jail? Is it drug charges?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, assault. I'm going to guess assault and drugs.
Here's where we separate the men from the boys. And here, everyone who calls me Rock. I still don't know everyone's name. But it's like a family. Every so often, we lose a member. Some free, some to Jackson. Most everyone in this block will do serious time. You also learn to take care of your ass. If you have to fight, then you fight. We learn to survive. Just like caged animals. Anyway, I found a couple more cigarettes, but to smoke before we go to supper... Oh, cigarette butts to smoke before we go to supper. After supper, got my package Linda left. After final lockup and just passed around the concrete cage to think. If there was only some way to escape, but as I picked my brain apart with the thought, realize I'm here as a sacrifice of my art. As Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross and came back at my birth, I now must suffer and die for all you fuckers out there. Drinking, doping, fucking, rocking, loud, obnoxious partying, do what I would be excessively doing. But because I am king, I must pave the road of destruction for all of you. Spill your blood for me.
Yeah.
While I tear my skin apart for you and bleed ever so much more.
Now, here's an example of a guy who walked the walk and talked the talk at the same time. You know what I'm saying? He ain't little Debbie-ing this bitch. Gigi Allen was for real, for real, for real.
Yeah, he was really, really doing this.
This is as punk rock as it gets.
It's a sea murder all the way.
Suck my ass, it smells. I wonder if he wrote that in prison.
Locked up, that's a good question. It's a good place to write that song. It does smell there. Would you like another entry or not?
I could. Actually, it's oddly intriguing.
October 3rd.
Okay.
Out into the population again. As always, breakfast and jerk off. Then back to...
I'm sorry. Let's just clarify. It was take a shower and then jerk off the other day. Now it's breakfast and then jerk off. So he's a morning jerker.
Yes.
And then in the afternoon, a wank.
Yeah.
And then if Linda comes, another wank.
Sounds like that's about right.
Okay.
Went to the gym today.
Oh.
Sweat a while. After lunch, I hit the library. Then I went to do art. Some graphics I've been working on.
Hmm.
Got my store order, so now I've got a pack of smokes and 3 candy bars. Now my account is in the fucking hole. After supper, back to lockup and jerked off again.
There we go.
Later, I talked to Mark. We are considering doing an LP over the phone. That should be good. He will do the music on his 4-track recorder, and I will do readings, noises, etc. over the phone.
Not a bad idea for Murder Junkie fans.
Yeah. On his tape machine and mix the mic. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
It's not a bad idea.
I might be in fucking jail, but I refuse to be stopped.
Punk as fuck.
Anyway, tomorrow, go for my evaluation. I don't really know what to expect. At this point, I don't fucking care. I want to get high so badly. I miss the taste of pussy. When I get out of here, I will drink up so much piss. We will have another pissy pussy posse party. Just want out of here. Oh, a pissy pussy posse party.
I'm sorry. A pissy pussy
posse party.
Party.
Yeah.
Huh. It's an alliteration.
Interesting. Well, that's it.
Oh, that's the whole diary.
Well, I mean, that's what's available to
read. I'm sorry. Free excerpts.
Exactly.
You know, Andy Warhol had a diary, too. I think it sounded a lot like Gigi's.
Do you?
You know, Andy Warhol's diaries, you remember when they were published? I don't know if you're probably too young. My mother bought them in the 80s. It was the diary of Andy Warhol is about as thick as War and Peace.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was like, wow, what is this great genius? One of these great artists of our time. What could he be thinking? And as a child, I would read through it. And Andy, where Gigi is obsessed with jerking it, Warhol's obsessed with cleanliness.
Is he really?
Yeah, I believe so. There was a lot of hand washing and germaphobe stuff going on there.
Really?
Yeah. Not as interesting as you think.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, maybe diaries are not that exciting. I mean, a prison diary doesn't sound...
I would read a prison diary, the whole thing.
That one doesn't sound... I mean, it was very like matter, like this happens.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I want to hear his introspection, you know, like...
Yeah, that'd be better.
Like, I feel like...
I really wish, like, a really crazy killer had one out. That'd be fun to read, right?
Yeah, I think there's... I mean, don't they not allow that, like, publishing of killer's books because then they profit or they don't want people
to
profit?
Well, they just don't let them profit,
that.
But I think they would publish it if it was out there.
Yeah, like Charles Manson. I mean, he has art. I know that he sells art and stuff.
I don't give a fuck about
their art. I don't give a fuck about his art. But yeah. I'd like to kind of... I would like to... I don't know. He's really out of his shit, though. Charlie Manson is like...
He's become
really
way more mild over the years.
Yeah. Damn. You know, he was a musician, too. He made songs and stuff.
Failed musician, yeah.
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 Oh, man.
Oh, Chuck.
Oh. Well, suck my ass, it smells.
Yeah, suck it.
Can we go out on a Gigi song? It's not as though they're going to come after us for Gigi Allen. Come on.
Do you want it? Which one do you want?
Come on. Let's do Suck My Ass.
Okay.
I like that one. I think Gigi Allen is probably one of the few punkers who really, really walk the walk. Let's say we open on a kind of a fake, right? We open on Lil Debbie, and then we close on the real deal. How's that, Tommy? You like the logic of that?
I do like the logic of that. These are very short. Check my ass, it smells.
Oh, yeah.
Like 23 seconds?
Oh, that's weird.
This one says it's a little longer, 1 minute. Let's see. I don't know if this is... will be it or not.
Well, speaking about...
We love you guys.
Punk rock.
We love you, mommies.
I don't know the reason for the excesses. I guess I would really have to sit down and talk with somebody who's a punker and ask them the same question. Why? And what about these excesses? What do you get out of it, and what do you think? Is there some social message here?